Hello, patrons. Welcome to the post show. That was a weird episode, kind of. I didn't expect to do as well as we did, to be honest.
Yeah, we did pretty good.
Yeah. I thought for sure someone was going to die in the first minute. It was like, once I started rolling those 20s, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Adam doesn't waste any time. We fell through a hole, and then the monsters came through the hole at us. And I was like, this is awesome. This is where I need.
Yeah, that's the thing. People wanted to see. I designed this encounter because I wanted to give you guys an opportunity to explore your characters mechanically a little bit, because I think, like, Dan and Max, you had so much more, like, prefigured idea about, like, what your character would be like, mm-hmm. in terms of, like, making roles and the, your role in combat and stuff. So I was like, all right, you know what? We don't have to lead up to it. We can just jump right into a fight, and we'll keep the pressure on for the whole first episode
so that
you can kind of see how that works.
Yeah.
I think it felt pretty good. And then, yep. You know, nice to end the episode with like a little opportunity for role play. So we'll be able to expand out and learn more about the space in the next one.
Yep. I'll just go around. Anything you guys would change about your character if you had to make him again? We'll start with Dan.
I don't know. I think I'm good with my character right now. Just being a cleric sucks at level ones. You have so limited spells and stuff, and I don't have my mind in my divine channeling thing yet, so I feel like once my spells are gone.
The balance of the party has shifted so much, right? Where like you were mostly like range damage mode this time, because you have the druid backing you up.
Yeah, like since he could heal, like I could focus on killing things, which I was getting some crazy. You didn't resist hardly any of my sacred flames.
I don't think he made a dex save for that.
So people as like humans have bad pattern recognition. We make up patterns where they don't exist, but it really does feel to me like the dice want me to kill Max and want me to not ever be able to hurt you. Like aside from that one episode where you died, the rest of like the campaign has pretty much been like, cool, I'm going to attack. Nope. Fine. Never mind. I'm not attacking Dan.
And then you get a shot at me and three arrows come through and
all three of them
break my AC of 19.
Okay. I like too that you use the word mechanics. I think that's really appropriate here because like there's a couple moments where like a healer got in the way of damage and it was just down, you know, just down right away. I'm a rogue, which is very different from my playstyle. And the few times where I'm like, I'm going to sneak up and do something. Okay, that was cool. The sneak was cool. But then there's something within 5 feet of me, I'm dead. Like almost instantly. It's very good to learn early on in the campaign mechanically what it takes to play those characters, because you can't just run around and do whatever you want. You have to play to your strengths.
Well, I think that's the type of, you have to play to your strengths in the type of campaign that we're running here for sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Because normally, like,
for sure.
We've talked about this before, Jeff, but was that deadly? Was that entire thing deadly, Adam?
It was a hard encounter and then a deadly one. Yeah.
So typically, Jeff, what you would fight is like a normal encounter.
Okay.
Which is like probably two of those guys, right, Adam? Two of the little fucking...
Yeah, let me put together an encounter with that builder that would be like easy or... So, okay, so there's four of you and you're all level one. So my budget for an easy encounter is 100 experience. My budget for medium is 2, hard is 3, and deadly is 4. So... like, for example, if I was just building it with goblins, 2 goblins is easy. You can't really make an encounter with 3 goblins. You can't make a goblin with goblins that's medium. So 3 is hard, and then 4 is deadly. And then I mix in other monsters. So, you know, 2 goblins and the giant spider is a deadly encounter. A wolf spider and 2 goblins is a hard encounter. So you can mix and match with that. But... yeah, it's interesting because the easier encounters, if I have more actions against people like Max's character with an AC of 19, often feel harder. Like that spider kind of just came apart, even though the spider was worth 200 experience and had venom and all these other abilities. You know, because there's multiple players attacking it, it makes it less.
It only has one attack, so if it misses, it's like an entire another round of combat to. You know,
exactly, yeah. Another volley of us.
It had another ability that I was thinking about maybe using on Max instead of attacking you, Jeff, where it shoots a web at you and you get stuck in place, which would have kept Max from meleeing with it. But I figured it wouldn't do that. It would have prioritized the closest target. So
yeah,
use a sneak attack, which it almost one shot me for Pete's sake.
Like, I got up nice and close to. I was like, it's funny too. I had a moment too where I was, I like mechanically wise, I thought I was still playing Velimir. I'm like, stay back, shoot your arrows, and I'm like. You're a fighter with 19 AC. Get in there. Like, yeah. You have to. Pushing damage.
Yeah.
Yeah. The other thing, Jeff, the stuff that killed us were shadows. And we fought, I think the most we fought at once was three shadows, and they had, like, what, 25 HP at them? How much HP, roughly? Jeez.
Something like that, yeah.
So we were level two. They had 25 HP. They take half damage from anything that we do except for radiant damage. And when they attack us, it's 2d8 when they hit, and they do necrotic damage, so they sap strength from us on a 1d4.
Crap.
So that's the type of stuff that you have to look forward to.
Did you mean for them to die then, Adam? Like, was that like a you're going to die here?
No. The problem was that the thing that made them effective at fighting, which is to say Dan's character, died right away, and then was helpless for the rest of them.
Yeah, the one that did actual damage to them.
It feels like at this level, then, there's going to be times where a real consideration is like, well, such and such is down. We actually have to run from this or back away, and they're dead.
The first encounter the party ever had, Max made the prudent choice to bail after the other two characters got dropped.
They got dropped, and it was just fortunate enough where they got dragged to like a pile of like bodies. So they just assumed they were dead because like, what were they like? They were just dumb, like kind of.
We both just got to zero, and then we woke up in a body of, or in a basically a giant like vat of death.
Yeah,
bodies, carcasses, and just blood.
Stealth and waited until like
mass grave
clear to try to find them again.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So that's the type of stuff you have to look forward to, Jeff. And also the shows are they're pretty combat heavy too. So we do. I mean, we spent like maybe in the 8 weeks, I would say 40 or 50% of that was all RP maybe.
And so you only got to level two in 8 weeks.
Well, the other thing about our party, Jeff. We ran from pretty much every quest.
Okay.
We would get halfway through a
quest.
Yeah.
And side quests that we started, we did not finish them.
Typically, if we were running as three, we probably wouldn't have fought that spider today.
Yeah.
I think we would have, the three of us would have decided to not fight that spider today.
Well, with my new character now, I'm a lot more like, yeah, let's get in there and fight now than before. Before I recognized I was very squishy. I'm like, there's only so much I can do as a rogue.
Yeah,
especially healers down. I'm like, yeah, let's get the fuck out of here.
This is the first time we ever got horde loot.
That's true.
We always ran from everything, so we never got
pretty well today.
Yeah, we got a lot of gold
today than we ever got in the previous 2 months.
Yeah. Cool. So, Max, what about you? Anything you would change on your character after playing it for first episode?
Not really. I enjoy him. I mean, I'm sure I'll figure out more things with him maybe that I could, you know, tweak or whatever that would have came in handy. But I think most of the things that I grabbed feat wise and whatever all pretty much kind of came into play. So.
Jeff, for you?
I mean, as I always do, I fall in love with my characters. I like them. So no, I wouldn't change anything.
You're happy with your feet? I feel like we didn't get to see it used much.
I think it'll come into play. Like if I would have been in the back with you guys against the giant spider, I would have been dropping the sniper shot for sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for everybody's clarity, the feat that Jeff's character has three parts. You can fire up to long range without disadvantage. So you ignore your first range and you can shoot like up to 320 feet with your bow. So it like makes you a distance firer. You ignore 2/3 and 3/4 cover, I think. Like basically everything except full cover you can ignore. Mm-hmm. And then you can take a -5 penalty on your shot. And if you hit with it anyway, you get a +10 to damage.
Jeez.
So fighting squishier foes with like weaker AC, you can make that gamble and then...
Anybody that tries to run away.
Mm-hmm. And fighting in a cave is like specifically probably the worst case scenario for my character. Like the more open and out we are, mm-hmm. the more effective I become. So I feel like there's going to be better opportunities for that to really shine.
Definitely.
Yeah.
But the funny part when I was arguing with Adam was because I was strongly considering taking alert because that's pretty cool to never be snuck up on.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. The spider wouldn't have caught you.
Nope.
Spider wouldn't have caught me if I took that as well. Or no, I guess both spiders wouldn't have caught you. Didn't you get attacked by both of them?
I was only.
I think Dan once. Got. I think.
It was Ramus.
It was Ramus? Okay, yeah. I actually was kind of not... If I would have died in that show, I would have actually been okay because I would have made the same exact character but rolled better stats.
Yeah.
But the thing is, too, with the way that the character is hoping to be spec'd, it doesn't really matter what my other stats are because they're just going to change whenever I shapeshift into shit. So level 2 will be really big because like I can turn into a brown bear and I have like 48 plus 10 HP or some shit like that, or 3d8 plus 10. Or I can shapeshift into a wolf and I get pack tactics. So any attack I do is, if you guys are next to it, I get is it advantage, Adam? Is that what it, advantage on the attack? Yeah.
It's if you have pack tactics, you get advantage if one of your allies is within 5 feet of whatever you're attacking.
Yeah. And then the wolf hits for like 2d8 or some shit like that. Like they do.
And I mean, I played with a druid, and I didn't play as them, but I played with a druid in Pathfinder, and they get pretty cool as soon as they start leveling up.
Like, oh, yeah.
The interesting thing about druids is they're really powerful early on, and then they start to taper off because eventually magic is better than being like a rhino, right? Like you have to keep picking mundane creatures. But once you start to taper off as a druid, you can always just jump into another class and be like, cool, I'm good with my shapeshift stuff. Let's switch over and try, you know, being whatever, some other thing.
The other thing too is once you get high enough level, it starts being really strong again too. If you get high enough shapeshift stuff, I think around like 14 or some shit. But I think it's 6, or maybe it's 7. I start turning into dinosaurs, which is kind of fun. Yeah. Like I can be fucking T-Rex at a certain level.
I think my biggest improvement. Oh, go ahead, Dan.
Are you going Moon Druid?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, then at 10 you can turn into elementals, which is powerful.
Yeah, yeah. Which
there you go.
That's good.
I think with my character, just my playing, and my biggest improvement is I'm starting to actually become a little more aware from previous things of just like, hey, maybe don't go there because you'll get hit. Like, and you could potentially do this. Like the thing with the shield, I didn't even know if that was going to work. But able to give Janice some shielding there.
Yeah, I didn't want to say, hey, Max, you should use Action Surge before you fell, but you should have used Action Surge before you fell. You, like, backed off, and I was like, don't end your move. Fucking use it. And I am my action. Action Surge is when you heal yourself.
Well, he doesn't have Action Surge until next level. This is Second Wind. But, yeah, same thing. Totally you could have used
it. Totally forgot that I had Second Wind, yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty strong.
But now that it's in my head, though, like, I am aware of it, so.
Yeah, so. Adam, what about you? Anything that you're super stoked for, super not stoked about?
No, I feel pretty good. It's my challenge mechanically. Like, obviously every episode is an opportunity for me to be like, let me show you this exciting world I've created, blah, and do my GM thing. But the other part of GMing, the part that I find like more challenging than like making up shit and doing funny voices, is making sure the game feels like an adequate level of challenge. I gotta find the red zone and keep the needle there the whole episode.
Yeah.
So it's, and I also don't want to be like, cause a TPK is fun when it feels like it's happened as the result of like bad choices and shitty rolls and like just things snowballing and you die. But it feels really dissatisfying and shitty for everybody, me included, if I'm like, I should have not put 4 monsters. I should have put 3. That was shit.
You could actually kill us. So like, yeah, I mean,
D&D tries to do this thing where it's like, yeah, you have this experience budget and you can do this and balance that. And it's like, okay, but that's if your players aren't making really aggressive choices about doing the most amount of damage and having the highest AC possible. And so I have to kind of learn where your character's at for that. So that for me was kind of part of what this was. I intentionally went like pretty hard to see where I need to set that dial.
That's cool.
So I'm always really excited about
it. It's not fun when it's super easy either, on the flip side.
Oh, totally.
If we're just mauling through things and there's never a threat, that's not really that fun.
Well, especially because we're playing with an audience too, where it's like, okay, you see 2 goblins. Why are we even having this fight? Like, I would rather just be like, you see 2 goblins. Do you want to kill them? Okay, they're killed. You know, like maybe you take 1 or 2 damage.
Yeah. Well, cool. I think we're all good for next Tuesday, right? Everyone,
yes, sir.
We're all back from TwitchCon, I think, so.
Definitely
should be good to go, and hopefully we hit level 2 next week.
Cool.
We should fight those guards.
You want to fight them?
I want to. Sounds like it's about to happen. They're gonna take our fucking gold, and I don't want our fucking gold taken. So
as soon as you said quarter coins, I'm like, all right, we're probably fighting them, because even if we said, ooh, we're with the quarter sword, they're still not gonna like that. So
I agree. Well, cool. Thanks everyone for watching. Thanks you guys for recording the stuff. If you guys want to watch myself, Jeff's or Gassy's character creation, those videos were posted earlier today and last night. And if you want to watch Dan's character creation, it was in hour 2 of week 8 last week. So that's on YouTube. And that's that. So we'll see you guys next week for another behind the scenes video. Have a good evening. We're out. Bye-bye.